Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Language of Butterflies, How Thieves, Hoarders, Scientists, and Other Obsessives Unlocked the Secrets of the World's Favorite Insect by Wendy Williams. Read by Angela Brazil.
Nature has a perverse preference for the six-legged. Michael S. Engel. Introduction. Color is a power which directly influences the soul. Vasily Kandinsky. Long ago, when I was 20, penniless, and hanging in London looking for something free to do, I drifted into the city's Tate Gallery, filled with some of the world's best-known art, and walked straight into a staggering J.M.W. Turner masterpiece. I was gobsmacked, knocked for a loop. Brilliant and shimmering, shrieking with yellows and oranges and reds swirling around smoky vague outlines of battling ships at sea, that painting owned me. If you've seen Turner's creations, you know why. His works tap into a secret crevasse in the human psyche, a down-the-rabbit-hole neural pathway from which, for some of us, there is no escape. It's a biological thing, an evolutionary mandate, only recently discovered by science, but long understood intuitively by artists. This hidden desire elicits a unique kind of hypnotic trance, a craving for color. Standing before Turner's work, I was mesmerized. I tried to wind my way through the mysteries of the thing. This was pure experience. I knew nothing about art. I was an innocent. I had no idea who Turner was, no clue that he was considered a genius who paved the way for Impressionism. I had not been prepped to venerate his work. This was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. A first kiss. I was never again so deliciously, so exquisitely, so naively shocked. Until I was sucker-punched once again. This time it was in Larry Gull's Yale University offices. Interested in the crazy, titillating, and sometimes even deadly world of butterfly obsession, I had come to meet Gull, the university's trim, bespectacled computer expert and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?